The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Friday with another edition of Chat with the Mayor, and I have across the desk from me today the mayor of Wasauga Beach, Brian Smith. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Good. This is election time. Are you busy?
I can tell you it's the best weight loss clinic you can join. We're out there pounding doors and speaking to people and doing meet and greets and, you know, doing all the things that you do in an election. And like the last election, I lost weight then and I've lost some weight this time. So it's okay. A great weight loss program, if nothing else.
Okay. Maybe we could sell that, could we?
Well, we could try.
Okay. Let's go back a little bit in the history of Brian Smith. Let's talk about, did you go to high school here in Wasauga Beach?
Yeah.
You are from Wasauga Beach, aren't you?
I am. As you know, Bill, I was born and raised here, well, born in the Collingwood Hospital, but raised in Wasauga Beach. We grew up four doors away here from Town Hall, as a matter of fact, where the mayor's office is today. And that building, I actually went to school there one year. So my year of kindergarten was in at Oxbow Park Public School, which is now Worsley. Then for grade one, I went to Silvercrest Public School, which is on Zoo Park Road, and was the United Church for a long time. And then they tore that down and built their new building. And then grade two, I went to school in this building at Town Hall. Actually, my classroom was the classroom that we have meetings in now. And then after that, back to Oxbow Park until grade eight, and then off to CCI.
So you, too, had to go to Collingwood.
Absolutely. I had to go to Collingwood. And for one semester, I actually even went to Barrie. Because it was a specific course I wanted, so I went to Barrie, and that was a real long bus ride. So I know what it's like to sit on a bus 2 hours of your day every day, and it takes a lot of time away from a young adult's life. And so one of the reasons we're fighting for a high school in Wasauga Beach. But to answer your question, yes, born and raised, went to school here. I love this community, that's for sure.
And what did you do growing up? Did you have a job or anything like that?
Well, I can tell you that my family was very very poor. My father died just a few months after my second birthday. And so my mom was left to raise three young boys. My brothers were 8 and 9 years older than me. So they were quite a handful. I was the good one of the bunch. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. My mom worked often as many as four jobs. To make ends meet, and so I know what it's like to struggle and to be without, and so does my family. But you know, we didn't have a lot, but we had a lot of love. My mom made sure that we knew we were loved, and taught us all of the high quality lessons you need to learn in life. And so I praise my mom every chance I get, because she just was a wonderful, special woman. And at the age of 11, I started cadets. My mom put me in that because I was a shy, introverted young man, and put me into cadets. And that organization was Sea Cadets at the time. Really, really changed my life in many ways. Taught me leadership, taught me life skills, taught me, brought me out of my shell, and made me the person I am today. Between that and my mom. So, and at the age of 12, I started my first business, and that was an ice cream bike that we found in the dump, me and my brother, and dragged out. It was in rough shape. Anyway, long story short, a fella that owned a local body shop fixed it up for me, and it cost me $75, which I had to earn and take back to him, and did that in 3 days. And another lady who owned a convenience store and hardware at the corner of our street helped me out by selling me ice cream for my bike at her cost. And she knew my family well, because she would often give us credit when my mom hadn't received her paycheck yet for you know, the small things like milk and eggs. And then my mom would always pay her back. So she then provided me with ice cream at her cost, and I sold that ice cream for a profit. 3 days after I got my bike fixed and back, I went back and paid Mr. Crow. And the rest is history. And I've been in business for myself ever since. I really only had one job working for someone else, and that was a gentleman named Gene Langevin, who owned Langevin Real Estate here in Wasaga Beach, and I sold real estate with him for a while. And then started my first business. Was also in the bar business. Rented a space and ran a bar. But then started my first business with my beautiful wife, Joanne. We've, you know, never looked back. We struggled in our first business. Our first business was not a total success. We had made a business called Pizza Delight, which is where Pizza D's in Wasaga Beach is now. And we also had one in Collingwood. And although Joanne and I work 7 days a week, 17, 18 hours a day, the one in Wasaga Beach was just not successful. Back then, it's tough to do business in Wasaga Beach today even, but back then was very difficult. You really had 8 weeks of the year to make money, and then throughout the rest of the year, you often put it all back in and then some. But we were able to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off from that, and went on in business, and we've been very successful ever since. So going on 36 years now in business, and now own and operate Tim Hortons stores in Midland, Penetang, Port Severn area. And Alliston, we have a Montana's. And along with my wife, Joanne, and my daughter, Tamara, we operate those businesses very successfully and live in the town that we love, Wasaga Beach.
Now, you're running for re-election of the mayor of Wasaga Beach.
Absolutely.
And how has the job gone so far in 4 years?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the same thing I tell many people. It's the job isn't, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, but it does take hard work, dedication, tenacity, perseverance. You know, it takes the ability to, you got to have thick skin. And you know that when you know, if you don't know, you better have thick skin when you put your hand up to be a politician, then you probably shouldn't put your hand up to be a politician. And what I'll tell you is this, it's gone very well. I feel very proud when I'm out in the street, which is every day, and talking to folks. You know, you can never make everybody happy. But I think the direction that this council has gone in and what we've accomplished and the direction the town is heading with respect to moving our community forward to a more complete and vibrant community, I think the majority of people are happy with. And, you know, we'll find out the answer to that on October the 22nd, and I look forward to that day. So it's a difficult job from the standpoint of dealing with all of the different issues you have to deal with on a daily basis. And but it's enjoyable and it's rewarding. And when you can help an individual or a family or an organization or a group, that's very rewarding. And that's, you know, I wake up every morning and that's what I look forward to doing. And I think this council has done that very well.
You must work many hours during the course of a week or even a day. Can you give me a little example of a day in the life of a mayor?
Well, I don't know about the life of the mayor, but I can tell you my day, the life of Brian, is we're up every morning at about 5:30, quarter to 6, and we start our day. Joanne and I together have coffee and breakfast, and then she goes one way and I go another, and I work on my own business. I do the accounting, if you will, for the business and bookkeeping. And I work on that in the mornings early. And then I come to town hall. And I'm here just about every day for most of the day and often into the evening. And when I get home in the evening, I then go back and work at my own business again. And my wife, Joanne, and my daughter, Tamara, my future son-in-law, Sydney, they run the day-to-day operations of the business. And do that very, very well. And we finally climb into bed between 11:30 at night and get some shut-eye, and the next day it starts again. And we do that just about 7 days a week.
Wow, that's quite a day, really, when you come to think of it. Now, do you ever get angry, by the way?
Yeah, I get... I don't know if... Yeah, I get angry. Here's what I can tell you, Bill. I don't get angry often. I get disappointed. I certainly have points in the day where you're frustrated. But, you know, I learned a lesson a long, long time ago that we're not going to get anywhere by getting angry. We're not going to get anywhere by being negative. And so I get up every morning, I look in the mirror, and, I start the day every day with a fresh start until someone comes along and tries to change that. And most days you get through without people changing that, but some days some folks can make it difficult. At the end of the day, I've always believed and lived my life on a positive note. And even when things happen in your life that aren't so positive, you can dwell on those things and you can bring yourself down and the people around you. Or you can, as I said, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on and try to accomplish more and better things the next day. And that's my philosophy. And I've been sure to instill that in my children. And my wife is exactly the same mindset. If you think I'm a busy person and on the go, I can tell you my wife can work rings around me. She can barely sit still to watch a movie. That's just who we are, and we've instilled that in our kids, and I wish a lot more people would look at life from that standpoint, because I think we'd be a lot better off.
You must be under a lot of pressure most days, dealing with town hall business. How do you handle the pressure? How do you do that?
You know, here's what I'll say. There really isn't a lot of pressure, Bill. And the reason for that, quite frankly, is because of the high-quality, experienced, knowledgeable, professional, hard-working staff that we have in this community. I can tell you that I couldn't be more proud of the staff that work here at the town of Wasaga Beach. For their hard work and dedication that they put in and out every day to the citizens of this town. Yeah, people will say, yeah, but they're paid very well to do what they do. And yeah, I would agree with that. But there's a lot of people who are paid very well who don't work nearly as hard, I can tell you, as the staff here. And so the quality of the people that we employ in the town of Wasaga Beach really speaks volumes with respect to the quality of the community we have. And the staff here are excellent. And so they make the job a lot easier. They make sure that we don't get down in the weeds or get off track and make sure we follow process and policies and procedures. And the clerk is very good at that. The CAOs are very good at that. And all the department heads, they understand it, and they understand everything they do very well. And right down to the folks who, when you come in and they take your taxes, they do a great job. And, we can always do better. I'm a big believer that we can improve every day of our lives. And I like to think that this council has instilled a different atmosphere here that is more customer-centric. Because at the end of the day, that's what we do here. We're in the customer service business. We're here to serve the people of Wasaga Beach. And staff here, I think, do a very good job at it. Do we have an issue here and there? Sure we do. But that's any business anywhere. The pressure comes more from the community when you have people who aren't happy with a certain thing. And that's a different kind of pressure. It's a pressure that you feel because you know you can't make everybody happy, even though you wish you could. But there are certain things happen in the community that either we have no control of or we can't control. And so those are the pressures. Those are the things that sit and play on your mind. You know, could you have done something different, or is there anything at all you could have done? And there's some good examples about that. You know, if you look at development, for example, if developers come to town and want to develop, as long as they meet all of the zoning criteria, the building criteria, the official plan, they meet all of the environmental standards set forth from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, then there's really nothing council can do, whether we like the idea or not. We could fight that, but we'd end up going to ALPAT or the OMB, and $200,000 or so later of taxpayers' money, the developer would win because they've met all the criteria. Those are rules and regulations that are set forth, and as long as they meet them, they can do whatever it is they're doing. And so those types of things really play on you, because you sympathize often with owners or people in different communities where development might be happening. But at the end of the day, the rules are the rules, and we have to play by them. So those are the types of pressures, Bill, that can play on your mind and really sit in your craw, if you will. But day-to-day operations and pressures, because we've got such a great staff, I can tell you that it's not there's nothing overwhelming.
Brian, what is your greatest strength as a person?
Well, I guess you could ask different people that question, and they would tell you different things about me. But if you ask people who know me, they'll tell you a couple of things. Number one, my word is my bond. You know, my mom taught me at a very young age that as a man, she would say, you really only truly own one thing in your life, and that is your word. And if you lose that, you lose everything. So if I tell you something, or I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You've often maybe heard me say to many people, Bill, you might not like what I'm telling you, but it's going to be the truth. You know, you often will hear in the community that, you know, the council's lying, or they're not being open and transparent. There's no reason for us not to be. We have nothing to gain here. As a counselor, you make very little for what it is you do. If you were to put all the hours in from those who really work at this job and divide that by the amount you make in a year, it's pittance. It's probably a buck an hour. But you don't get into this job for money, and you don't get into this job for any other reason, I like to believe, except to give back to your community. You know, I can tell you, Bill, I don't need this job. I don't need the headaches that come with it. I don't need to spend the time on it I do. I have a beautiful life, a beautiful family, a very successful business, and I could be spending a lot more time relaxing and enjoying myself. But I do it because I love this community that I was born and raised in, and I'll continue to do it for another 4 years should I have the honor and privilege. And I would tell you that I think that's probably the same mindset of the rest of council, or the majority of council anyway, that they do this for the right reasons. And, you know, it's a great community. It always has been, and I think it always will be. I think we kind of stood still for a while, and I'm very proud that this council is put in play things that are going to move us forward to make us a more vibrant and complete community. This council has worked very hard at doing this. And while doing everything we've done, we've been able to continue to save. We've put over $18 million by the end of 2018 into our reserves. That'll put reserves at just above $60 million. $18 million in 4 years for a town this size, I think that's unprecedented, Bill. And so contrary to what you might hear, that we're spending all the money, that's just not true. So, you know, the biggest challenges come from people. And back to your question, my strengths, I like to believe I'm a great dad and a great husband. My wife and kids come first. That's number one to me. But I like to believe that I have vision, leadership, and integrity. And I'll continue to prove that if, again, I get the honor and privilege to serve this great town for another 4 years. I said in the beginning, when I ran in the last campaign, that I would only run for two terms. I'm a big believer in term politics. I believe that this job is difficult, and it can be wearing. And if you're doing it, it'll be exhausting. And I don't mind telling people, it's, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired, but that's okay. There'll be lots of time to sleep later on. But, you know, I hope to be reelected in this for this next term. And after that, it's time for someone else. And my only hope is that somebody, some good, solid younger people get elected as well, who are willing to learn and will be able to continue on after that and continue to move our town forward. We've got an amazing community full of amazing people. Our business community is second to none. I mean, our business community here is so giving. We've got great corporate citizenship. And we've got great things happening. And I think most communities would just about kill to have what we have, to be able to start to build a proper downtown Main Street without having to tear down a bunch of infrastructure and replace old infrastructure. To have a clean slate, if you will. To be able to redevelop our beach with very little work with respect to infrastructure and those costs. And to have a world-class developer at the table to work with us who has proven their way financially and both in experience at doing these types of developments, I think is very, very positive. And, you know, I often hear people say that, you know, how will you fix the divide in our community? I don't believe our community is that divided. I think there's a group of people in this community that would like to tear us down and tear us apart. But I think the people of Wasaga Beach are smarter than that, and they'll see through that. And we'll move forward and we'll continue to improve our town. And that's my goal. But I will tell you that I respect democracy and I respect the people of this community. And in a few short weeks, they will make a decision, and that decision will be their decision. And I will live by those results.
During the next 4 years, how will you measure your success?
Well, I think you measure success two ways. You have to measure success as you are moving along to make sure that you're going in the right way, in the right path, and accomplishing what it is you're trying to accomplish. And then I think you look back after all is said and done, and then you look at that measurement of success. And, you know, I believe that past actions are a good indicator of what you're going to do in the future. And I've been a builder my whole life. I haven't had a choice. You know, I came from a less fortunate childhood, and I've had to build my way through life. And I'm happy to say I think I've done pretty darn good at that. Have I been perfect? Absolutely not. Have I made mistakes? You betcha. Will I make more? I guarantee it. But it's realizing those mistakes and learning from those mistakes. And so how will I measure my career, if you will, of being mayor for the last 4 years and the next four, if I'm given that honor and privilege? I think the people of Wasaga Beach will measure me more than I'll measure myself. I'll be able to look back and say I gave it all I could, and I did my very, very best, because that's just how I do things. And although I might be disappointed that I didn't get everything done I wanted to, or maybe I'll be happy I've accomplished everything, I'll be able to live with that. I think the people of this town will be able to measure that success based on what progress they'll see made in the next 4 years. And I got to tell you, we have worked hard. And it's not me. It is truly a team effort. It's a team effort of our staff, of the majority of this council, and of the majority of our community to get to a point we're at right now. We're at the point in our history where this is almost going to be a paradigm shift. You know, to have a proper downtown finally, after so many years of other councils trying, and we're not the first to try this. I mean, others have tried. To get our beachfront redeveloped and to bring us back to a world-class destination, that takes a lot of hard work and a lot of teamwork. And we're there. So, you know, I believe if things go right, we'll see shovels in the ground next year in 2019. our new community hub with the double ice pad arena and the library, cultural center, the entertainment portion of all that is it's about to become a reality. The redevelopment of our beachfront is about to become a reality. And we're on the cusp of making that happen. And I think the people of Osaga Beach will judge myself and any other member of this council and the new council based on that. And when I close my eyes at night, one of the last things I think about is that dream of making that happen. And I think we're going to get there. And I'm very proud of it. And I'm really excited to see it come to fruition. I hope the rest of Osaga Beach is as excited as I am.
Brian, if you could have lunch with anyone, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Well, the quick response and the most honest response is my wife and my family. You can never have enough meals with the people you love. I can tell you, before becoming mayor, every Sunday in my house was family time, where the girls would come home and we would have dinner. And we have done that very rarely since I became mayor. And I can promise you, in the next term of council, again, should I have the honor and privilege, I plan to get back to that. But aside from that, I would love to be able to have lunch or dinner with Sir Winston Churchill.
Wow, okay, all right. Carry on.
Well, I just think, I think he was a brilliant man. I think he stood up against great opposition. He stood for what he believed was right for the people. He took a lot of criticism and faced a lot of adversity with his opponents and people who didn't believe. And he persevered. And he saved that country. Many people would say he saved the world. Don't take me wrong. Brian Smith isn't saving the world here. So I want to make that clear, because someone will put on Facebook, "Oh, Brian Smith thinks he's saving the world." Absolutely not. He's been a hero of mine for a long time. I've read a lot about him. I've watched just about everything you can about him. You've heard me use one of his most famous quotes that he borrowed from one of his heroes, and that is that the difference between a politician and a statesman is a politician only looks to the next election, and a statesman looks to the next generation. That is exactly how Winston Churchill lived his life. I believe, with everything I have, that the next election doesn't matter. Future generations matter. And we have a ethical, moral responsibility, although we haven't always lived up to it in this country or this province. We have that responsibility to leave this world better when we leave it than when we got it. And so when I look at what we're doing here in our little town, I think of this for future generations. It really isn't about me or you or anyone else today. We'll enjoy it, or parts of it. But it's making sure my children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, can enjoy what we work so hard to put in place. Because I can tell you, everything we have today, we have because of our seniors and what they did and what they worked for. That's how it works. So, you know, I've often had people say to me, if you don't do this, this, or this, I'll never vote for you again. Or I won't vote for you if you do this or don't do that. That's unfortunate. But Brian Smith's never going to change what he believes is right and best for our community for a vote. I'll do what I think is best or right for our community for the long term. And I think the vast majority of our community probably agrees with that mindset. And so Winston Churchill would be the guy.
Brian Smith, thank you for this. And good luck in the election coming up.
Thank you very much, Bill. I truly appreciate that.
And it's been really a pleasure for me to have chats with the mayor over the past 4 years. And let's hope we can continue to do that.
Well, I'm hoping that we can continue to do that, Bill. And I'm looking forward to October 22nd. And looking forward to hopefully having the honor and privilege to do this job once again, because it truly is an absolute honor and privilege for the people of your own community to put their faith in you, to lead them for the next 4 years or for any period of time. So I am very grateful for the time I've had, and I'll be even more grateful for the time I hope to have. But, you know, a wise man once told me, he said, Mr. Mayor, he said, the voter is never wrong, but the voter always gets what they deserve. So I look forward to October 22nd, and hopefully we'll be talking to you many times after that, Bill.
And that is another chat with the mayor.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Listening to Beach Booster Radio.